so many are quitting, they're giving up on God and turning their back. How many are just glad to be in the service one more time? Come on, I said, how many are glad to be in the service one more time? We just thank God for that. Amen. We thank God for my wife. Amen. Pressing her way. I was with the Almighty with the struggle, so I know she's pressing. Amen. But nevertheless, God is good. We thank God also for seeing Father Caraway pressing his way out and going to the dialysis. But truly, God is good. Amen. We bless the Lord for that. We thank God for safely bringing our sister Maribel back from New York, taking her husband's grandmother's homegoing service. Amen. We just thank God for all he's doing. Can we just say thank you, Jesus? Him, I can do nothing. But we ought to say thank you, Jesus. He gave us life, health, and strength. Amen. Who woke you up this morning?
Don't compromise. The Lord will
Bible says, in the last days, perilous times shall come. These are the last days. And one of the most indicative signs of the last days will be seducing spirits and doctrines of death. The doctrine of the devil will tell you God didn't say that. But how many know God did say just what God said? So, when our backs are up against the wall many times, we fail to realize that God has all that. We fail to realize that our God is a deliverer. When it seems like even as we're in one of those challenges where even our lives may be thinly compromised, when we feel as though we're going to lose something, we compromise. Well, what's the compromise? It's a seducing spirit. And it's the doctrine of devils. Because what the compromise says is, don't trust God. You got to trust somebody else. I can't trust anybody more than I trust God. I mean, Sister Galloway said in her scripture was, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not into your own understanding. In all our ways.
The righteous
seed that we shall reap. If we faint not, Lord, send a word of encouragement. Lord, send a word to direct our steps. Lord, send a word in the name of Jesus to clear doubts in their minds. Lord, send a word, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus to hear the clear, the cloudy mind. Lord, send a word in the name of Jesus to touch the heart, hallelujah, that's about to faint. Lord, send a word to heal. Lord, send a word to deliver and send a word to set free. And can the church say in Jesus' name?
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated.
Right now, we should have to go get an altar call. We should have to get this an altar call. But if ever there was a time for saints in apostolic churches, you know, we know that my Lord.
Insecurities. What's insecurity? golden calves. Then they're hiding. Because your golden calf, your God you serve, is what do you do when your back is against the wall? Who do you turn to when you don't have anyone else to turn to? If you don't turn to God, that other thing you turn to is a golden calf. Asa was one of the kings. I don't say no, I'm just trying to help you be real with God. How many of the Bible said God said none of them sin? We look at all of us and on the outside we all look good. But God looks beyond the outwards. God looks at our hearts. God looks at our motivations. God looks at our thinking. And God knows you better than you know yourself. How do we know that? Because the Bible said God knows a word before you even form in your tongue. God knows your thought before you even think it, because he knows your thoughts. But Asa was a good king. Asa was a godly king. God blessed Asa. Asa was so righteous. He had such a spiritual reformation in Judah. He took an old rap on the mouth for being queen because he had idols. But then Asa, late in his ministry, they said somewhere around the 35th year, when he got used to God, don't ever get used to God. Don't ever get used to God. The scripture said when Asa got into one of those precarious situations, you know what a precarious situation is? I'm in trouble. Anybody feel like they're in trouble? We all got some problems. Asa got in a precarious situation. Early in his kingship, he always turned to God. Later, he stopped turning to God around the 35th year, I believe it was. And he turned to men for help. And the Lord sent Asa a question. Sent the man of God to ask Asa a question. He said, when you were young, you trusted me. When you didn't have deliverance, when the Ethiopians and the Lubians were coming against you, they were at great hope. He said, you trust me. He said, now you're in one of those precarious situations and you compromise. Because instead of coming to God, he told me that you went to man. He said, but don't you know that the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout thee? The horn, to show himself strong and in behalf of those whose hearts are perfect towards him. Man of God said, you got a foolish. Early in his ministry, Asa would say, God forgive me. But this is one time Asa got mad at the man of God for telling them to be in error. And he put the man of God in prison. And the Lord said, he said, Asa, what are you doing? Don't you remember how you started walking with me? Don't you remember how faithful you were walking with me? But Asa refused to repent. And even then, he got disease in his feet. And instead of turning to God for help and for deliverance, he sought out physicians. And he died in that state. Why? He compromised. He wasn't trusting God. How many know? What did you start off at? You know, when you first got saved, whatever God said, we did it. If God said do this, we said, Lord, I'll do it, and we didn't ask questions. But the Lord
and you know it's God, and God confirms Somebody said, I've been going to church all my life, and my faith is broken. Because faith comes by.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the man. Just because a person is up there, don't mean that's God.
Matter of fact, I was shocked at some true churches. One of the pastors, I couldn't believe it, I had to look it up and see it myself, had his saints, I don't even know what it meant, had his saints, I don't know if y'all ever heard of this, go out and eat grass. Nobody knows. I'm saying this is a seducing spirit. And Dr. McDowell, this is going on. Had his saints laying in the ground. I guess they were there. Yes. Laying in the spirit and deep grass. Hands full of grass. I'm like, I couldn't do that. I don't know what's been wrong with that grass. I don't know what needs to be had from that grass. I'm not eating grass. And if I am going to eat like the wheat grass, I'm going to wash it first. If it ain't in the Word, look at somebody and say, don't do it. Come on, if it's not in the Word, don't do it. We're doing some stuff in the Apostolic Church today. It ain't in the Word. I don't care what they do. It's not in the Word. If you're doing stuff that ain't in the Word, you are compromised. Because compromising in your going against God. I know. Some of y'all get ready to run out on me. Around 1 o'clock, all right? Or stay on this. But we got too many people following the wrong things. Can't use it as an example, but I will say for myself, I said I'd rather be right with God than right with any man. Personally, I'd rather be right with God than right with any man. Even when I was giving an ultimatum, I said this last week, I don't know why it keeps coming, but it's not back in. Even when I was giving an ultimatum, you will lose your position unless you agree with a lie. What is it? Now don't try to figure it out, just follow it. Don't let your mind. Because they like the yellow pages. Don't let your finger in the wall. And don't let your mind to the wall. It's the truth, so I can see it and see it. If it didn't happen, I wouldn't see it. And so are you telling me that unless, I've already said I don't agree, but you're telling me unless I say I agree, then I'm going to get set down for my position? Exactly. I said, but if I say I agree, and I already told you I don't agree, guess what I'm doing? I'm lying. You have one or two choices. That's what set me down. Because I won't live a lie. Set me down. I won't live a lie. Because if I live a lie, and you talk about people, did men have a man, persons in admiration for a man? I'm losing if I'm lying to gain with men. But I'm lying before God. So I say, you gotta set me down. So guess what? Sit down. Those that know me, they're with me. No, I gotta sit down for a long time. That's an embarrassing situation when you're young. I'll tell you what my kid has to do. So I gotta sit down. It's an embarrassing situation when you up in front praying for everybody all of every Sunday. Then when all of the elders up front praying, you're sitting in the seat. So I'm sitting back there. Everybody's like, I want to
Okay, how many? Have been put to the test. Honestly. How many have been put to the test? Yeah, we want to shout. What does it do to shout while still compromised? When your back's against the wall, what decision did you? Was it a hard decision? It didn't take a half a second. Because I refuse to live a lie. A lie is you living something you aren't. A lie is you living something you are not. A lie is agreeing with someone that's wrong so that you don't lose something. That's still a lie. And just for the sake of a lie, all right, I ain't gonna get to those other scriptures. Y'all stay with me, right? I heard Jesus say, who's the father of all liars? Satan is the father of all liars. He was a liar.
Comfort.
God. Father God.